blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah.
Well, Sean, we did it. We made it to episode 4.
It only took, what, 10 years?
Yeah. And guess what? We actually have guests this time.
Oh, my God.
This Kyle's a little bitch.
Uh-oh.
Decides to get his master's degree.
Uh-oh.
So I'm sitting next to Mike, the Stallion, Dallion.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Dowling, how are you?
I'm fantastic, you know, not getting my master's, school's for fools.
I have no words in that.
Well, you can't argue that.
You ready to talk about movies and possibly video games?
I mean, I always do. I guess just now I got a microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call it.
Yeah.
And to my left is Chris. Where are my socks, whole shoe?
Well, funny story about that one. I won't get into it because it's a long and graphic story.
Okay. How are you? Are you ready to talk about some movies and games?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Don't know if I have a choice.
Is it as graphic as Gone Girl?
Maybe. Yes.
Oh.
Well, only half of this crew saw Gone Girl. I didn't. Chris didn't. But Mike and...
Well, you saw the sequel, Gone Girl Gone.
No. I don't get it.
I do believe you mean the prequel, Gone Baby Gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I read the book, Go Dog Go. It's like the same thing.
One fish, two fish.
Red fish, you fish.
Jew fish.
I'll start, Mike. What did you... I mean, don't say any spoilers.
What did you think of Gone Girl?
Yeah.
What did I think of Gone
the
Girl?
The hell did you think of it?
Oh, my God. It blew my mind.
I don't really even know what it's about, though. Like,
you don't need to.
Give me an elevator pitch of the plot.
I tried doing that to a friend before. That's...
All right. Do you want me to try?
You go for it.
Okay. The basic synopsis is...
Synopsis?
The basic...
The log line.
The log line is... Girl is gone. Ben Affleck is looking... stuff happens and twist.
Yeah,
that's one not the bees away from being the Wicker Man.
I guess we should talk about just what we generally thought of the movie. Mike, what did you think of the movie?
The movie. I loved it. It was.
Would you say Oscar caliber?
I mean,
that word's getting thrown around a lot.
I can never say when anything's going to be freaking Oscar-worthy, because it didn't seem like Oscar bait like other types of movies, like, say, like 12 Years a Slave.
Because it's Slave?
Well, that too. But, I can just at the very least say, go see it. Everyone should go see it. Not everyone's going to like it, because, well...
It's a perfect date movie, would you agree?
I mean, it really depends on who that date's going to be. If, like,
what if it's Ben Affleck?
If it's Ben Affleck, yes, because he's just, that chin just does things.
Oh, and it's involved in the story.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
The chin does play a part in the movie.
Do you see his penis?
You know.
You kind of see side dick.
Is that a thing you can do now? Like side boob?
I guess.
It's okay.
I mean,
it's
I didn't
side
see
dick.
It.
Oh, I was.
You were intently staring.
I heard it was going to be in there, and I'm like, you know what?
I'm on dick alert.
I've always wanted to see Batman's
penis.
And then
there was a line of dialogue where I'm like, wait a minute.
Was it, here's my dick?
Like, his dick's going to be coming up
soon. There's going to be some dick soon.
Let me keep an eye out.
You got the infrared goggles out?
You got those little binoculars that are on the stick, like those rich people have on
stage. Oh, yes, like when I'm at operas.
Yeah.
That's some good dick.
Yes.
Look at the shape.
But I saw Annabelle the other weekend.
Oh God!
God, it was terrible. It's a good movie to see when you're with friends, because me and my friends were just.
Jason, did you watch? Oh, did you see Annabelle too?
I did. I saw it on my birthday.
Oh,
wait, Chris,
happy
what
birthday.
Did you see recently?
Yeah, thank you.
Nothing. I could go to college full time.
Oh yeah, that's where we are.
College.
What's college?
I spent enough money.
Yeah.
But I think if you watch the Half in the Bag review of Gone Girl, I'd say that's pretty close to as accurate as it is.
I skipped that part because I said there was going to be a lot of spoilers.
And there is. But yeah. I would say there's a big twist halfway through the movie. And it really does change things. The last 30 minutes is really filled with plot holes, in my opinion. There's a lot of unanswered questions, and which is fine if you want to end the movie with unanswered questions. I get that. I'm all for that. But there was just some lingering things that probably should have been addressed involving maybe the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But, you know, overall, I think it was a pretty good movie. I'd probably give it somewhere between a 7 and an 8, probably 7.5 out of 10. Mike, what would you say?
I mean, I don't normally rank movies by number, but if I had to, I'd probably give it like 8.5.
Okay, all right. Do you think anybody's deserving of an Oscar nomination here?
Amy's actress, Rosalind Pike?
Sure, that's good for me.
Like, I've seen her in stuff before.
She's British, apparently.
Yeah.
You know. I had no idea.
I had seen her image in things. I didn't know if I've seen her in any movies before, but I recognized her. And I was not expecting that performance out of her.
I also enjoyed the twin sister character. I think she was She brought a lot of... a lot of comedy into it, which was good considering the subject matter.
The movie was surprisingly
Tyler
funny.
Perry wasn't bad. He was pretty good, which is funny.
Did he plug any
Tyler
of his
Perry is never going to win an Oscar. That's just not going to happen.
did he plug any of his movies?
No.
It's like, man, he walks into the house. He's like, there's a lot of pain in this house.
It was the only time I've ever heard Tyler Perry say the word fuck.
I was convinced that one of his legal moves was going to be to dress Ben Affleck up like a woman.
Oh. Or Martin Lawrence as a cameo as Big Mama.
Yes.
I was almost convinced at that, but he was good. Neil Patrick Harris is good in the little amount that he's in.
Yeah.
And there's one scene in particular, which is very odd. And I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I mean...
You know what I'm talking about.
I mean, I did see the movie. I remember his scenes.
One in particular.
I'm going to assume I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
Let's just say Ben Affleck's not the only one you see.
Ah, this is very true. Very true. Very true.
No, not side.
Oh, boy.
Oh, anyway, God. So I would recommend seeing Gone Girl. Also, at the very end of the movie, there was a middle-aged woman behind me at the very end.
Did you see her side, Dick?
No. No, I did not. But she had a very interesting comment after the movie was over.
It sucked.
She goes... Well, that goes to show you all men are stupid.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue that.
Which is very funny considering the second half of the movie.
Yeah.
So anyway, Annabelle.
Annabelle was
awful,
bad,
awful,
just
awful.
Straight up bad. It was like I felt like I was watching a direct to DVD movie that was just bad.
It did feel like, I'm not gonna say it was awful because I don't know. I feel like you got to judge horror movies on a different level. Like, you never expect them all to be very good.
I feel like it was trying too hard. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, clearly.
Like, it was trying too hard and it just failed. Like, the one scene in particular, which I was like...
I mean, what more do you expect from the director of Mortal Kombat Annihilation?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh.
Yes.
But the scene where she's goes into, like, that basement and then the demon's there and she walks up the stairs.
I'm a demon.
She walks up the stairs and looks behind her, and the demon's, like, standing full front, or, like, on the
full
ground.
Full frontal
behind her. And it just was so, like, I'm like,
really?
God.
No, that was my favorite scene of the movie.
Nah, I didn't like it. And then the demon's there, and then his face appears again in front of the camera, just, like, peeks
down.
Yeah,
they did, like, a really like, flash cut.
Is it true that the doll is barely in the movie?
Yeah, not that much.
I mean, she's there as a set piece.
Hmm. Because the argument is, why is the demon, if he's inhabiting the doll, why does he get out of the doll?
Yeah, I was very confused because, you know, Annabelle wasn't the name of the doll. It was the name of a human whose soul apparently gets attached to the doll. And then you're wondering, where the hell is this demon coming from? If the demon's there, why is Annabelle there? Not the doll, the person, the soul. The story was confusing. It was just a cash-in on the name through The Conjuring.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I would, you know, say go rent at Redbox.
Ooh.
They just...
But, you know, I, if you got if you saw if you've already seen Gone Girl and everything else in theaters,
where did this come from?
And you really want to go to the movies, then I would say go see it. But if you have other options, no.
Oh God, the lizard!
That lizard's gonna.
Oh God.
Uh oh,
Chris, he wants that extra cricket you lost.
So yeah, as far as movies go, is there anything that's coming out that we're looking forward to?
Dumb and Dumber 2.
I could not care less about that.
Birdman looks so good.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What is?
Birdman.
I'm pissed because it's not playing around here for a while.
Like how long of a while? Like
you want to talk about Oscar bait? That movie's going to clean house at the Oscars.
Really?
I think so.
Really? I think it'll at least get the nomination.
It was really
probably,
well shot.
I guess Keaton.
But... the problem is people are gonna look at it without really looking at it and be like, oh, it's a superhero kind of thing.
I could be mistaken, aren't they playing it off like sort of like Hitchcock's Rope, where everything is almost supposed to be one shot?
I don't know about that.
I heard about that.
I heard that he's supposed to be a attorney of law.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
RV Birdman is her name. Well,
it's Stephen Colbert in it with an iPad.
It's the spin-off series.
Now, it's about Michael Keaton's a washed-up actor, right?
Yeah.
And just like real life.
It's supposed to be pretty meta about him being
Wouldn't it be amazing if Michael Keaton won an Oscar for Birdman? Just in general, Michael Keaton has an Oscar. And Chris, if Jennifer Hudson can have an Oscar, I don't see why Michael Keaton couldn't have one. And we're back.
Mike, why did you do that? Like, that outburst was just crazy.
He was throwing shit all over the place.
It just felt necessary.
I mean, I've never heard so many racial slurs in my life to a mailman that was white.
You sure about that? We used to live together.
That's his fault for showing up on a Sunday.
Yeah.
There goes my safety deposit.
So anyway... Birdman.
Oh, yeah, Birdman.
Birdman.
Fighter of the Nightman. Yeah, I can't wait for that one to come out. I'm hoping that it opens a little wider, just like your butthole.
You hope it spreads its wings?
I hope it opens wider pretty soon, because otherwise I might be going crazy, because there's a lot of bad stuff coming out, especially this Halloween season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, like...
Ouija. Which I mentioned before, I find very... I can't take it seriously when there's males in the cast.
The one part of the...
No guys ever play Ouija.
I've done Ouija board before.
I have a Ouija board.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I've played it before.
Have you checked yourself? Before you wreck yourself.
There's the one part in the trailer where they're doing the Ouija board, and they...
She goes, it's only a game.
It's only a game.
It's so funny. Chris, did you see the trailer?
Yeah. The only thing that made me laugh really, really hard is when the girl's like brushing her teeth or some shit, and then her mouth sewn shut suddenly.
Yes. No,
and
just
I
glossing.
Just burst into laughter.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah. How does she get that toothbrush out?
She's going to have minty teeth for all eternity.
And then her boyfriend's like, finally.
I mean, do you think Hasbro's going to put out a new movie edition of the board game?
I don't think so. I would be surprised if they were to do that.
So you can just see them taking the board game again and just slapping Olivia Cooke's face on it.
You know these people's names?
She was from The Quiet Ones, which was...
I never even saw that.
Meh.
We're quiet.
The whole movie's like this.
A meh horror movie that came out a couple months ago. It's by Hammer.
What are you saying? Yeah, I mean, there's more stuff coming out. Like, I know the new
Guardians
Hobbit
of the Galaxy
is coming
December
out.
17th.
Well, that's the animated series.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who is going to want to go see that in IMAX 70mm?
Well, do you know who has actual 70mm?
King of Prussia.
KOP.
And some other bullshit place in Philly. I forgot. I looked it up.
I don't think so.
It was like some museum.
What?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the...
There's an actual official website for Interstellar.
Yeah,
and they
have
listed... where you can see it.
Are you talking about
the
Tuttleman? The
I don't know.
What is it? Oh, Jesus. Help me out here.
One.
The
I don't know.
Anybody around from Philly?
Anyone
around
knows
Philly
here? Around here? Museums?
No, we're not.
The Franklin Institute. That's
I think that was at Franklin.
Is it?
Oh.
No, you don't want that one.
Because I didn't want to go there anyway. It was like $20 parking. Like, fuck that. I'm just going to go to a mall.
Yeah. Well, the Tuttleman, which is what it is a curved screen. It's like a dome almost. You don't want to. That's not good. I've been to the KOP IMAX, and it's a good one. I saw Dark Knight Rises there. It's good. That's where I want to go.
Not the Tropicana Atlantic City where we saw Skyfall?
I don't know if they
didn't have that
movie
listed, no.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
There was no place in New Jersey, I don't think, listed for 70mm.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
So I'm definitely...
It was either like go to Philly or go to like the AMC Lincoln Square in New York. Oh,
I'm making plans right now, Interstellar, when it comes out 70mm.
Yes, definitely. Because, I mean, 100%. I'm probably never going to see a movie like that, like at least 70mm
again. It's the last 70mm movie being shown in theaters.
Why not?
Yeah, let's make a day out of it.
Yeah.
Except you can't
make a date. Person.
Yeah, I have a test that day.
Okay.
Well, not the day of.
Yeah.
You're obviously, beat. That's a little tough because you know some.
But getting back to Ouija, you know, there's that meme of Luigi from Mario.
Oh, really?
It's called the Ouija. No. He's like creepy looking. That's all I think about when I
Ouija's Mansion.
Ouija's. He's just like staring.
They should make a movie, Luigi's Mansion. Get John Leguizamo back.
Oh my god!
I would go see that just for nostalgia factor, and you know if I was like in another like in an altered state of mind.
Or if you were high,
they could make that.
I mean,
for
of course,
$20.
They can't really bring back Bob Hoskins, but
why not? There's CGI now. We have the technology.
Just bring back his ghost. God.
Yeah, just take cutscenes from Who Framed Roger Rabbit and just put it in there.
They just need to take cutscenes from what is it? Unleashed with Jet Li.
Oh god.
That's the Mario I want to see.
Jesus. So he's going to be angry all the time.
I went to New York Comic Con the other weekend,
mm-hmm.
and there was a girl there cosplaying as Jessica Rabbit. Holy Christ. Hottest girl I've seen in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What else did you see over there?
Saw a lot of her.
You saw a lot of her.
And I got my picture taken with Giancarlo Esposito, Gustavo Fring from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, dressed as Jesse.
I was dressed as Jesse Pinkman.
Your dad yelling for you to kill.
Yep. He cut my throat with a box cutter.
you wound up on YouTube.
Yeah, I did. I wound up on YouTube for about 15 seconds.
Ooh.
It was a great time, man. Finally, we did it. We did it. We surpassed San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah, I heard about that.
There was so many people there.
How, I've always wondered, like, what is the bathroom situation at one of those...
I am glad I'm not a woman. That's for one thing. Because those bathroom lines are out the fucking building.
Uh-huh.
And, but male, I was talking about it with my dad, too, because, like, there's lines for the men's bathroom, too. Not as much, but definitely not as many.
You do your thing and leave.
There's, like, a bathroom, like, every corner of the Javits Center.
Women don't seem to understand that men have, like, a bathroom code. Like, there are strict rules you have to follow when you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, like, look at the person next to you. Make eye contact.
Oh, especially
when it comes to urinals.
If he needs help, just give him a little shake.
Yeah, and just stare at him dead in the eyes while you're peeing.
Yeah.
You ever done that?
No.
It's amazing. Just go up to the urinal and just look.
I can't say for sure what women do, but I assume it's like the Wild West out there. There's no rules. It's a fucking free-for-all. People are ripping each other's hair out.
Oh, yeah, but they got comfy couches.
Sometimes, they got those maternity couches or whatever. Or sometimes you just have the crazy people who need to squat on the toilet. They will stand on the toilet seat and squat because that is what they remember doing when they lived in the woods.
Okay, anyway.
A hole in the ground.
Yes.
I couldn't get into any panels, though, because
Well, you're not important enough.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, I was Jesse Pinkman.
Because you got so excited that we surpassed San Diego Comic-Con that you didn't even have room to move around because of how many people were there.
Yep.
So that's something to be proud of.
Well, I'd say...
We got so many people, I couldn't see shit.
Yep.
The only thing you probably missed was the Avengers panel, right?
And The Walking Dead. Yay! I'm glad I missed that.
Oh,
But this time, because in the past, a person was able to go into the panel, to the giant theater hall, and they could sit there for the whole day. And that's, like, one of the main complaints, because, you know, other people would want to get in, and they'd still have a large group of people from the morning.
As expected.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. But now you have wristbands. So you go in and get a wristband.
Rave.
And I guess that somehow alleviates that. I don't really know the full thing. But what was I going to say? The only panel I did see, which actually was kind of by accident, because it wasn't in any of the halls. It was just right out on the show floor.
My Little Pony.
Was a Netflix's Daredevil.
Oh.
And it was pretty cool. I'm really excited for that.
Excuse me, it's Netflix's Marvel's Daredevil.
Netflix's Marvel's Tyler Perry's Daredevil.
Tyler Perry presents Daredevil, starring Kevin Hart.
Oh God, no.
No, but that was pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. And I saw a few celebrities.
Oh yeah, like who?
I saw the guy who plays Arrow, Stephen Amell.
Okay.
And John DeLancey, Q from Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Moist.
Yes. Who else? William Shatner. He was just kind of sitting there. And Hulk Hogan.
He just shat there.
Oh yeah.
Hulk Hogan with his 24-inch pythons.
You were saying there was like a whole bunch of different wrestlers there who were just by themselves.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Ted DiBiase and Hacksaw Jim Duggan just had their own little part, their own little table in the corner. There was barely anyone around.
We know who that is.
Yeah, the wrestlers from the 80s. But when I was leaving, I'm walking out of the building. Ted DiBiase's right next to me, leaving too, and there's a whole bunch of people behind him going, Ted DiBiase, come here, come here. And he just speeds up and just like runs away.
Yeah, well, it's like, well, why didn't you see him in the first place? Yeah. I mean, he was just sitting there.
Oh, it was a fun time. We all should go next year. Dress up as something.
Yeah, well, maybe if we're not working, we can do that.
Yeah, you know. We'll,
two sets of horses.
I mean, I went on a Saturday.
Oh, it was Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday?
Saturday night's all right.
We can all be fish from SpongeBob.
Oh, God.
We would all be like Pikmin.
My leg?
Yeah. My leg? That's all you'd have to say the whole time. Yeah. There was, speaking of costumes, though, like, there were some people there. First of all, everyone and their mother was dressed up as Deadpool.
Isn't that the case every year?
But more so this year. There was literally a giant conga line.
Probably
Deadpool's
because of the freaking
like 90.
Movie.
Yeah, that test footage that came out.
Deadpool kills Deadpool. Like, he just shows up and kills everyone at the convention.
Yep. You don't know who the real one was.
I saw a lot of Zelda.
Yeah,
going on.
The weirdest one I saw though was these three girls. They were dressed up in like flannels and short shorts.
Oh, it was Human Centipede.
Yeah, and they had, one of them was holding a sign with a speech bubble on it that said like "We're out of coffee." The middle one was holding a pot of coffee that was half full, and the last one just had like bunny ears on.
Wait,
that made sense.
I don't know.
They were so hipster. They were from a comic book that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, that you're probably right. And the other weird one I saw was this person dressed up in robes, like Jedi robes, with the hood and the brown hood and the brown cloak, and he had a big stick, and on top of it was
that wasn't a stick.
No, he had wood, and on the top of it was a framed picture of Oprah Winfrey.
it's someone from the new movie. You'll see him later.
I heard
is it
that
from Gone Girl.
No, it's from the new Star Wars.
Oh.
I heard that at New York Comic Con this year, they've been confiscating a bunch of the weapons.
Really?
Like,
I could see that. And then they should.
All of the fake swords and stuff.
I mean,
like,
one dude was dressed up as Deathstroke, like really awesome, and he had like a sword and a gun. They look real. I'm like, shit, this guy's going to kill me.
They let him in.
Yeah.
They let him in.
I remember those like 4 years ago when I went with a few friends from home. We walk into the front door, there's a girl just topless, just plain as day.
New York City. It's not against the law.
And she had a, it's just topless, and she had little stars on her nipples.
Oh, well, so that's not topless. Really topless.
She had no top on.
But without nipples, it doesn't count.
No.
So if I had stars on my nipples, would that be considered?
Well, first of all, you're not a woman. Yeah. First of all, and secondly, no, it would not.
It's not fair for you to tell us something like that and then lie.
I didn't have the luxury of going to Comic-Con, but I went to see Tim and Eric and Dr. Steve Brule in New York the other day.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, it was so funny. But
it was only one show, right? Like, they're not doing a bunch?
I mean, they were in Philly, and then they went to New York, and I'm sure they're going somewhere else. But it was just one show in New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, like, what happened?
Well, it starts out with Tim and Eric trying to improv and failing.
Okay.
And then they go in a bunch of their characters, like they had the Cinco guys. And they showed a Tim and Eric's bedtime story episode that hasn't aired yet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Then Dr. Steve Brule runs out and does questions and tells us about his life. And he references all these deleted scenes on the DVD that like no one would know about.
And you said he threw someone's cell phone, right?
He stole someone. Okay, someone's taking pictures on their phone as soon as he comes out, and he goes, "Put your calculator away, boy." And the guy continues to take pictures. He grabs the phone and goes, "This is a math class." And then throws the phone backstage and goes, "You never see it again. The rats have it now. Ha ha."
Wow.
So it sounds awesome. Like a roaring good time.
Oh, it was hilarious.
All right. Well.
John C. Crowley. Dewey Cox.
Dewey Cox. Dewey Cox. All right. So do you want to play some games?
Yeah.
You want to play a game?
Shut up.
Well, I mean, the 10th anniversary. Do you know that?
Yeah, they're re-releasing it in theaters.
Are they doing anything like with it? Like,
I mean, I don't think so. No. I think it's gonna be like, hey, guess what? You can pay for it again.
We're not going to.
You already saw it 10 years ago, but we want you to see it again.
Maybe it's the director's cut, and they add in like just cartoons of everything. Like just,
it should be called the director's cut because the director is in it, and he like has to cut.
I just wish they. I just want them to make like a compilation of that whole ending montage at the end of every movie where they finally explain everything.
You know, so there's got to be something on YouTube of that,
right? I'm sure there is. So because that's going to be like 40 minutes long anyway.
That could be a movie itself.
Exactly. That's the movie I want to see, because then they can just explain everything without all the bullshit.
You can watch the entire trilogy without ever watching a movie.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Look at you, Mike, with your little ideas.
All right, let's start off with a game, which is called Last Man Stanton, or the movie game.
Oh, I was hoping you'd say Last Man Standing. And then
are we,
Tim
are we
Allen
talking about
just,
like Harry Dean Stanton?
Yes, we are.
Yes!
Then Tim Allen would just come out from behind the corner.
So the way this works is we're going to start with a actor who has a large body of work, mm-hmm. and we're going to go down the line, and you have to name a movie that he or she has been in. And I guess it's apropos as we start the podcast with the movie Gone Girl. Let's do Ben Affleck. The movies of Ben Affleck. So, and also, if you win this game, you get to start first in the next game.
Oh, Lord.
So do we have a time limit? Like, if we don't answer in 10 seconds and you lose?
Yeah, you need to go fairly quick. So, right. We'll start with Mike. Give me a Ben Affleck movie.
Okay.
Any movie whatsoever.
Glory Days.
Ooh, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah, it's on my Netflix queue that I'm never going to watch.
Jason.
Daredevil.
Damn Ooh. It. I really don't watch any Ben Affleck.
What?
You have to at least know.
Come
something
on, you know, he was the bomb in something. Tell me what it was. Anything? No? Okay, fine.
What about that movie?
The King's Speech.
The King.
Can I give him a hint?
I guess you could try.
Well, you're a history buff. He was in a movie about a day that lived in infamy.
Lincoln?
Oh, Jesus God.
Christ.
Okay, Chris, you're out.
Pearl Harbor, you dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Well, I guess since you said it, I guess that'll be my answer. Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Dazed and Confused.
Ooh.
Hollywood Land.
Ooh. I'm going to go with the aforementioned Gone Girl.
Let's see. How about The Town?
Ooh.
Runner, Runner.
Ooh.
Chicken Dinner.
Chasing Amy, which is very interesting because in Gone Girl, her name is Amy, and he's chasing her.
In a manner of speaking. Okay, I'm going to stick a little more recent again. Argo.
Ooh. Jason?
Batman v Superman? It's not out yet.
I need a full title.
Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice.
Okay.
There we go. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to go with Forces of Nature. That blast from the past.
That was the one with Sandra Bullock, right?
Yes, it is.
Why? I'm sorry, sir. Ooh. I'm not going to say it's underrated. It's probably not. I liked it. Maybe just because the lead actors. Changing Lanes.
Not a fan of that movie.
I mean, I saw it when I was like 12, so.
Fair enough. Jason?
I can't think of any.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
10 seconds.
Come on. Start going with more Kevin Smith movies.
Ben Affleck. Come on. Kevin Smith, Ben Affleck.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
That's correct.
There you go.
He was really in that?
Yeah.
He played two different characters.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Sticking with that, I'm going to go with Clerks 2.
That's right. A small cameo
in there.
I guess let's move backwards. Dogma.
Ooh, Dogma. Jason.
Is he in Tusk?
No, I didn't see it, is he?
No, he's not.
I didn't think so, no.
Is he in Clerks 1?
No,
he's not.
All right, you're out, Jason.
What came after
that? You're out.
What came after it?
You already said Clerks 2, didn't you?
No, you...
I'm going to go with Mallrats.
That one there.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not a Kevin Smith buff.
Well, fuck yourself.
Well, there's one left with Kevin Smith.
One left? Oh, yeah, that's right, Jersey Girl.
There you go. Let's down. No, it's me and you. Let's go with. Let's go with. How about Geely?
Oh,
that's
God!
Right.
Forgot that movie existed.
I will say Reindeer Games.
Mm. How about let's go with what to expect when not when you're not expecting.
You mean what to expect?
What to expect when you're not expecting? Yes.
What to expect when you're expecting?
When you're expecting.
Yeah, the one based on the self-help book.
Yes.
I didn't realize he was in that. Phantoms. He was the bomb in Phantoms.
Was he?
Hmm. He was. He played. If that movie were made today, like it's a crappy movie, but he would be so much more age appropriate today than he was then. He was like 20 something then, and he should have been like 40.
Hmm. All right. Let's go with. All right, this might be a stupid question, but did he appear in Elektra?
It was a deleted scene.
Okay, that doesn't count then. Okay, let's go with.
I'm like grasping at straws.
Yeah, I know.
I got one.
You got one?
I got one, but I'm like, I'm hanging on to it.
Let's go with. Oh God.
Oh God.
Oh God. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not that one.
What?
Passion of the Christ.
Yes. Starring Ben Affleck. Oh, that would be so much better than Jim.
He cries through the entire movie. Jesus. I'm out. I don't know.
I will end this with The Sum of All Fears.
Oh, Tom Clancy, son of a bitch.
Not exactly a very good Jack Ryan movie, but whatever.
Okay, well, Mike is the winner. Mike wins.
Yeah.
How does it feel, Mike, to be a winner for once?
It feels like my film degree didn't get wasted.
Especially with Ben Affleck.
Yes.
All right, so now that that's taken care of, I guess you get to go first in our final game.
Oh, Christ.
The game of life.
Russian roulette.
I guess I probably should have explained the way this game works beforehand, but we're going to be playing something a little something called the Leonard Maltin game. I don't know if you ever heard of this one.
I mean, Leonard Maltin is the critic.
Film critic, yes. The way this works is it's kind of like Name That Tune, if you're familiar with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a category. You pick the category, and I'm going to read you portions of a review that Leonard Maltin did of a certain movie.
Oh, that's going
to
be good.
And the way that it works is he lists the cast in order from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do is between each other, I can't play obviously because I'm doing this. You're going to bid how many names you think you need to get the correct answer of the movie title. So for example, let's say Gone Girl. Let's say, you know, I'll be like, this movie came out in 2014. You know, he said this about it. He lists 10 names, and then you have to bid from, you know, like you can say, start off, I need 10 names, and then go down the line. You know, you can go less and less.
The actors?
Yeah, the actors. It's from top, from bottom to top.
I don't know anyone in that movie besides
Ben Affleck. If you list 10 names, you get all the names. If you list 9 names, you get everyone from the bottom up, excluding the top guy, which would obviously be Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just keep bidding as low as you want. Now, if you want to challenge someone, you can say, person, name that movie, and they have to name the movie with however many names they bid on. And if they don't get it right, you get the point. If you get it right, or if they do get it right, they get the point.
All
right,
so we'll try this.
Yeah, it seems more complicated than it is, but it's
gonna happen.
It's really not that complicated. And it's first to 3 points.
Yeah, so
okay.
All right, so you'll I have a list of categories you can pick from. All right, Mike, since you won the last game, you get to start off.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you like, we have dick pics, which are movies featuring Richard Nixon, a penis, or both?
Interesting.
We have, you can either choose that, or Superbad, which are superhero films Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars or less.
Oh.
And we have Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which are Matthew Broderick movies Leonard gave 2 stars or less.
I can think of only one of those movies.
Other than The Lion King.
So what would you like?
I'm going to go with Superbad.
Superbad. Good choice. All right. This is a superhero movie that Leonard didn't think was that good.
It's probably Hancock.
Oh, yeah. I kind of think like what superhero movies aren't based on comics now.
Hancock.
All right. This movie Defendor. This movie's from 2008.
Okay.
Leonard Maltin gave it 2 stars. He says, Ooh.
This is descriptive.
There's a terrorist in the movie.
Okay.
It's long.
Thank you.
And he says it's difficult to derive any pleasure from watching this character. And Leonard lists 15 names. 15. How many names do you think you need to get it in? 15 total.
I am probably going to say four.
Four names? This is from the bottom up. You know this, right?
So I'm going to get like background actor five?
Yeah.
Okay, so give me...
15 out of 15.
Seven?
All right, Jason, can you go lower or do you need Mike to name that movie?
Just name that movie.
All right. You get seven names.
Okay.
Your names are... Do you need the clues again?
2008.
Two stars. Terrorist, it's long.
It's long.
And the one character is difficult to derive any pleasure from watching.
Okay.
All right. How many names?
I said seven.
Seven? Okay, your names are Keith Zabra...
Okay.
Anthony Michael Hall. Richie Koster.
Anthony Michael
Hall. Eric Roberts. Nestor Carbonell. Cillian Murphy.
Wait, really?
And Ron Dean.
He gave The Dark Knight this? Hold on, because Eric Roberts fucking... Yeah, The Dark Knight.
That's correct.
Wow. As soon as you said Anthony Michael Hall, I'm like, wait a minute, he was the reporter. Cillian Murphy. Eric Roberts.
He says
was,
the
Maroney.
The character he mentions as being difficult to derive any pleasure from watching is the Joker.
Okay. He's just wrong. Man.
So many people love The Dark Knight, except this guy.
Who? Me?
No. Leonard Maltin.
Oh! You weirdo. Leonard Maltin's not allowed in this house. I don't even live here.
What if he knocks on the door now?
Like, get out!
I saw your cameo on Freakazoid. That's about it.
All right, Mike has a point. Since Chris wasn't involved, he gets to pick the next category.
Oh, hell. All
right, would you like Meals on Wheels, which are films where oral sex takes place in a car?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or you can take Forest Fires. These are movies where Tom Hanks shoots someone.
Sorry.
Or would you like Wins at Scrabble, which are movies that begin with the title J, Q, or Z?
Oh, Wins at Scrabble.
All right. Wins at Scrabble. Da-da-da-da. This movie is from 2005. Leonard Maltin gives 3 stars. He says it's a visual diary. It's based off of a best-selling memoir. And it's a bit offbeat. And he lists 10 names. How many names do you think you need to get it in?
And what letters were these again?
J, Q, or Z.
J, Q, or Z. Holy shit.
You have 10 total. You can take all 10 if you need them.
Yeah, give me all 10.
All right.
Alex.
Jason, this goes back to you. Opposite order.
What?
You need the bid.
Do you think you can do this in less than 10 names?
Can you do it less than 10 names? It's 10's all.
I'll do 7.
7 names. All right, Mike?
No.
You can't do less than 7?
I didn't get enough description.
Would you like the clues again? The movie title is J. It begins with a J, Q, or Z.
Mm-hmm.
It's from 2005. 3 stars. It's a visual diary. It's based on a best-selling memoir, and it's offbeat.
Best-selling memoir. J,
10 names.
Z. You said what? 7? You did
7, which is a lot. A lot.
I mean,
names.
I guess I could potentially do it in 6.
6. All right, back to Chris.
I quit.
All right, well, at this point, you have to say, Mike, name that movie.
Mike, name that movie.
All right, you get 6 names.
Do points get deducted if I'm wrong?
No, no, no.
Okay.
No. All right, your names are, you have Dennis Haysbert.
Of course.
Hey, that guy.
Chris Cooper.
Okay.
Evan Jones. Laz Alonso. Jacob Vargas. And your last name is Brian Garrity.
What the hell, man? All I got is like Norman Osborn out of that. That's who that was. Chris Cooper, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
J, Q, or Z?
Mm-hmm.
2005.
Three stars.
Memoir.
Based on a memoir. It's a visual diary, and it's offbeat.
Offbeat. So I'm trying to sound these out now.
Did you say Jaquana?
Jaquana, man. That's what I'm going with. You're I know it came Jaquana. Out in like 95, but whatever.
Diaries of Azacia.
What?
Memoirs of Azacia.
All right, yeah, I need an answer.
I got a. That's what I'm going with.
Jaquana, man.
I got nothing.
All right, Chris gets the point. The movie is Jarhead.
What?
Oh,
Jarhead.
Oh.
Okay, I didn't see that. I just know that they made a really stupid direct-to-video
sequel. I actually did see that.
Oh, yeah, really?
It wasn't good. The only part I remember was when Jake Gyllenhaal goes into the bathroom stall and just jerks off. And it's so graphic. And I was watching it with my parents.
And you started jerking off.
Yep, to Jake Gyllenhaal jerking off.
Is that how you do it?
Yep.
All right, Jason, you were not involved, so you get to pick the next category.
Lay it on me.
Would you like Whose Line Is It Anyway? And these are movies where someone does cocaine. Or you can take Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And these are movies featuring three or more monsters. Or would you like Glengarry Glen Ross? These are movies featuring either Glenn Close, Gary Oldman, Scott Glenn, or David Schwimmer.
That's good.
I'll do the... Actually, I'm interested in the monsters one. The Kardashians.
Monsters one. All right. This movie is from 2010.
No, recent.
Leonard Maltin gives it 2 stars.
Three or more monsters. Wait.
Are Real Monsters the movie?
He says about this movie that the premise is given a standard treatment. And the lead actor makes a surprisingly effective action hero. And it was also mostly filmed in Hawaii. And he lists 9 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? You can take all 9. No shame.
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Goes back to Mike.
7.
7 names. Chris, how many names do you think you can get it in? 7 out of... What is it? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm going to go 6.
9. 6 out of 9. Jason, back to you. Do you need? Can you do it in 5, or should you?
I'll go for it. I think I can do it in 5.
5? Because
it's a recent movie.
Well, you go ahead and name that movie.
All right. Would you like the clues again?
It was in Hawaii.
Mostly filmed in Hawaii.
2010.
2 stars.
2 stars.
It is a standard premise, or I'm sorry, the premise is given a standard treatment, and the lead is surprisingly effective as an action hero. And your 5 names?
Yeah.
Are Malshahashabaz Ali.
That guy.
Louis Azawa Shangjin. Danny Trejo.
Ooh.
Lawrence Fishburne. And Oleg Takarov. Oh,
Christ. Hawaii.
Think of a...
Hawaii, Danny Trejo, and Lawrence Fishburne.
Yeah.
And it's not Machete, right? It's a monster movie too.
Three or more monsters.
Cabin in the Woods. I can't think of a recent monster movie besides Godzilla.
That was filmed in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Especially Hawaii.
Well, I mean, maybe the location of the film was in Hawaii.
That's a great clue, by the way.
Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. I think Mike's about to get 2 points.
Oh, God damn it, Mike, I hate you.
Do I get to pick it up after him?
Well, wait, let me still think.
Do you think you know Mike?
Hell no.
No.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank. You don't know, do you, Chris?
The only movie that I know from 2010 is Wolfman.
Wait a minute.
Well, there's only one monster in that.
Right. Well, there are 3 Wolfmen.
Is Danny Trejo?
Oh, that's right. There is.
Does Danny Trejo count as a monster?
He is not one of the monsters.
Oh. You know he's only 5'5"?
Good for him.
All right, you need an answer.
I have no idea.
All right. The rest of the names are Walter Goggins, Alice Braga, Topher Grace, and Adrian Brody.
Oh, Predators.
Predators.
I forgot about that.
Yep. All right.
Walter Goggins was in it?
Lawrence Fishburne was in it.
Yeah, that was originally supposed to be Danny Glover's part. Yeah. That would have been so much better.
He got too old.
Did you hear the original ending for Predators was going to be where a spaceship lands in front of Adrian Brody after everything's said and done? A spaceship lands. Schwarzenegger? Yeah, that's what was going to happen. Where a spaceship lands, the doors open up, and Adrian Brody's like, oh, Christ, I can't do this anymore. Schwarzenegger steps off, and he's just like, you done good, kid. And that's where it ends.
All right. All right. Since Chris wasn't involved, he gets to pick next category.
Oh, boy.
Would you like Some Assembly Required? And these are movies featuring two or more Avengers.
That should be easy.
Would you like No Time for Love, Dr. Jones? And that's movies where Harrison Ford does not have sex. Or...
So that's just like The Fugitive.
Or would you like All Ages Admitted? And these are movies featuring pedophile.
So The Lovely Bones.
Don't really know too many pedophile movies.
Oh, come on.
That's a lie.
Hey. what was the middle one again?
The middle one was No Time for Love, Dr. Jones. Movies where Harrison he doesn't have Ford. Sex.
And then The Avengers was the first
one. I think I'll go for The Avengers one.
Two or more Avengers in this movie. All
right. Not the 1998 movie, right?
No. This movie is from 2007. Leonard Maltin gives it 3.5 stars.
Oh, these aren't Marvel movies?
No.
Just with the actors? Oh, I've been hoodwinked.
Two actors in The Avengers are in this movie. At least two.
A lot of them are pretty recent actors, so.
He says, it's inspired by Dirty Harry. He says, the screenplay is based on two best-selling books. And the author appears unbilled. And there are 17 names.
Holy.
How many names do you think you can get it in?
I'm going to start with 10.
10? Wow. Coming out the gate swinging. Mike?
I think I already know what this movie is.
Oh. Well, this is what you can do. You can either bid 0 names... which means you don't get any of the names and you just flat out say what the movie is.
Uh-huh.
Or if you really want to put the pressure, maybe someone else knows what it is, which I doubt, you can go negative names as well, where you name the movie and names off the top of the cast. So, for example, for Gone Girl, if it was -1, you'd say Gone Girl and Ben Affleck.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go... Do I say like -1 name, -2 names?
You can say as many as you want.
Just overkill.
-2 names?
-2?
Zodiac.
Well, hold on.
Hate you. Okay.
Jason has to have a shot after you. So you can say -2.
This game's but complicated.
But now Jason has to say either name that movie or go even less negative.
How many people can you name?
17 names?
Well, we're at -2.
We're at -2, so yeah. I have to name 2 people from the movie.
So that makes it 15 names.
Well, no.
No. You'll say, like, -3. You have to name the movie and then 3 people from the movie. Instead of him giving you names, you have to give him the names.
Yeah. -3.
Oh, shit. Really?
No.
Well, I guess he said -3. I guess he has to go with it.
All right.
Go ahead, Jason. Name 3 people.
All right. What do you think the movie is, Jason?
Zodiac.
And who are the top 3 billed people in the movie?
2 Avengers.
In order.
2 Avengers, right? Are they both the two?
There are 2 or more Avengers in the movie, but you said you're going to name 3 people.
Yeah.
Who
are they? You need the top 3 people.
I'm not going to get this, but
okay,
I'm
we'll try.
Go out swinging. Zodiac. Uh-huh. We've got the Zodiac Killer.
Okay.
And Sam Jackson in it.
Keep going, man. Just keep going. Keep name going. These names. Keep
Robert
going.
Downey Jr.
Okay.
Chris Evans.
And so, was that your three names?
No, these are my first name. I'm just going.
No, don't you. You okay. No,
calm down. Calm down.
Man. I feel like I got to get a grasp. Is that your answer? The game?
No. Okay, this is my real answer.
Okay.
First name, Samuel L. Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Second name, Jerry Renner.
Have you seen Zodiac?
No.
Okay.
Third name, not an Avenger. Richard Gere.
Okay, no, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Would you like to try?
Yes. Do I have to do three now? Or
well, it's over. Chris gets the point. But
yeah.
Chris got the point?
Yeah, because he had him name it.
I don't get this game. This is... Oh.
So, I'm so confused.
All right, what were you going to say?
I was going to say Zodiac with Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo.
Well, you would have been incorrect anyway.
Mark Ruffalo's not in it?
Well, Mark Ruffalo is top billed, but second billed is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I have to go down the actual list? I thought
in order.
Fuck. Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
So, hey, you would have lost anyway.
Well, fuck you.
You just know how to play the game. That's all you had to do.
Yeah, I should have just said zero.
Did you see that Robin was cast in Batman v Superman?
Yeah, it's a woman.
Yeah, just going after Dark Knight Returns.
All right. Mike, you get to pick category.
Okay.
Would you like Rob Lowe, which are Robert De Niro movies Leonard gave 2 stars or less? Or you can take Harry Maguire. These are movies where Tom Cruise has long hair.
That's like 3 movies.
Or
Mission Impossible 2.
You can take, let's see what we got here. How about Snakes on a Plane? That's where movies where Kurt Russell flies.
Snake. I'm going to go with, what was that first one again?
The first one was Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe, yes, I'll go with Rob Lowe.
All right. This movie is from, hold on. This movie is from 2010. Leonard gave 2 stars to it. He says, it's over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And there's amusing casting choices throughout. And he lists 15 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
This is 2010?
2010.
I think I know what it is, but I don't want to go negative again.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to go negative again.
Go zero.
Yeah. I'll go zero.
Zero. Okay, we'll go over to Chris.
Go ahead, Mike.
Name that movie. Okay, you could take the whole game here, right here.
Stone.
That's incorrect.
Damn it! When did Stone come out?
Is it Everybody's sucked. Fine?
No, it is actually Machete.
I thought, well...
He was in that?
So when I was thinking Stone, did you see Stone?
No, I didn't.
Because Ed Norton's acting is way over the top.
And since Chris challenged you, that means he's the winner.
Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
he was the
he
first
to play.
Who says you need to try to succeed?
Hate the game, not the player.
He was the first to 3 points.
He was.
He had 3, Mike had 2, and Jason, you were on the board with... you tried.
With your name.
Yeah.
You're on the board with your name.
I quit. Fuck you guys.
All right, so that's the game.
Yeah, I think. Let's play one with a little less rules next time around.
All right.
It's like a simple movie guessing game.
Well, do you want to play another round of Last Coke? Man Standing?
No.
Stanton?
No, I'm good right now.
Well.
I mean, you guys can play.
What the hell are you going to do? Just sit there and jerk off?
Yes. I got 4 channels.
He's already got
everything.
The porn open on his computer. I can see it from here.
Yeah.
Were you really looking at porn?
No.
Oh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll never tell. What movie was that from? So long ago.
Shit.
I'll look it up.
I don't know.
It was from the Rugrats movie.
I have YouTube
Douglas
right here.
In it, I think.
The Rugrats movie.
Michael Douglas is the Rugrats.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never tell.
Well, I don't think it. Yeah.
Is that Kirsten Dunst?
No, that should be like Angelina Jolie, I think.
What?
Yeah, you're right about Michael Douglas.
Yeah. or Brittany Murphy.
That's, I think that was Brittany Murphy. I don't know what this is.
You think it was Brittany Murphy?
Yeah.
Doesn't say, oh, what movie is this from?
Don't say a word.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, I guess you didn't hear the word.
The bird.
Would you like to hear some of the other categories you could have picked?
Yes,
but
Sean.
I never got to. Into the Storm, which are movies where Halle Berry has sex.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
Expired Milk, movies where Sean Penn dies.
Oh, my God.
Jeopardy, movies that end in a question mark. Bottomless Pit, movies where Brad Pitt eats something.
That's like all of them.
I know. The Battle of Balls Deep. Movies where an actor or actress from Lord of the Rings has sex. The Iceman Cometh. Movies where
Michael
Val...
Shannon? Oh, okay.
No, movies where Val Kilmer has sex.
Ah, nah, that should have been either Michael Shannon or Schwarzenegger.
Happy Halloween. Horror movies that have a happy ending.
Oh, that's a very...
Can you name any of those?
Horror movies with a happy ending?
Yeah.
The Descent? Wait, never mind.
No!
I mean, she does get out.
I mean, Tucker and Dale versus version Evil. Of the movie, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Hmm.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, is it a horror movie?
Some parts.
It's like a black comedy.
Yeah, it's horror-inspired comedy. You'll find it in the horror section of a movie store, but I don't know if I'd call it a horror movie.
You want to see what Leonard Moulton has to say about that movie?
Yeah, Tucker do and Dale? I?
Oh, do I?
At this point, I don't care what the hell he has to say after talking about the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
Bastard.
Wow. He gave it 3.5 stars.
Gave it more than the Dark Knight.
Yeah.
What movie?
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
That was a good movie.
Yeah.
It was.
We should watch that.
Yeah.
It's a Canadian movie. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I mean, I believe it was shot in Canada.
No, it's a Canadian production.
Well, I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah. The guy from Firefly is one of the...
Alan Tudyk.
Yep.
Oh, and Tyler
Levine. That's unfortunate.
Bean, I think, is the other guy's name.
Yeah, the guy who looks like Jack Black, but he's not.
I like him better than Jack Black at this point.
Ooh. Why? What's wrong with Jack Black?
What has he done recently?
Gulliver's Travels.
Oh. Forgot about that.
He was nominated, remember?
What?
For what, a Razzie?
No, for Gulliver's Travels.
What? For what
he made Being a Giant believable.
Jack Black?
Yes.
He's really like 5'5".
I know, he's giant.
I was watching The X-Files the other day, and he was in a really old episode of it.
Hmm.
The one where his friend is like able to control electricity.
He was in Biodome.
Really?
Jack Black was in the third...
He was.
Neverending
Story. He was in I Still really? Know What You Did yeah. Last Summer.
Jesus.
But you know who wasn't in it?
Well, Robert De Niro wasn't in it.
That's true.
You know, that is a category I might have won if we did the Last Man Standing with Jack Black. I might have won that
really?
One.
Really?
I think. There's so many obscure things he's been in.
Such as?
The Neverending Story 3.
There's a That's third right. one?
Yeah, there is. And he plays like the school bully.
I didn't even know there was a third one.
I remember the Nostalgia Critic.
Well, it never ended.
Good Lord.
He's still in it today.
Jesus. All right, well, that might be it. That might be all we have.
I mean, as far as movies go, Annabelle was meh. I still got to see Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
And Dumb and Dumber 2 is on my radar, and so is Interstellar.
After like, what, Three Stooges?
Oh, before that.
Well, dude, that's just the last thing I remember seeing their names on, and it just looked f***ing awful. I thought it was going to be a biopic about the Three Stooges.
I don't.
Me too. Like what Mel Gibson did in 2000.
Yeah, and that's what originally it was going to be.
That's what it should have been. That would have been something that people would maybe want to watch.
No, no one wants to see that.
I do.
They want to see.
They don't want to see three Jews fighting.
No.
They don't want to see Larry David dressed as a nun.
Well, they might want to see that. I know I would. I don't know. After watching the trailer, I just it just looks. Bad.
What, for the Three Stooges?
Dumb and Dumber?
No, Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
And I love the first movie. It's a classic.
The only things that like made me laugh in that trailer was like, oh, it was a throwback to the first movie. I like it a lot. Or the camouflage, like, quick shot of the guy standing in front of the vending machine.
Yeah.
That's it. Didn't care about anything else.
Honestly,
I have faith.
Honestly, I didn't laugh at all during the entire trailer. And people were laughing when I saw it. But in the same movie theater, during the same movie, they played a trailer. I don't know if you've seen this yet for the new Amityville Horror movie.
That's a found footage, right? About,
oh, no, I did see it. Oh. And, like, they've got, like, a sick kid.
Yeah, that's funnier than the Dumb and Dumber trailer.
Yeah.
In fact, you should watch it. It's hilarious.
What about Dumb and Dumber? Can you guys see that?
When Harry Met Lloyd?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't. It doesn't exist to me.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, it never existed to me because I didn't care.
It's not an actual movie.
Yeah, no. It was a failed experiment.
It was a fallacy.
Cash grab. Ben Bailey. Well, gentlemen, you have any final thoughts?
I do have a final thought. I think Birdman needs to come out very soon in this area.
Well, maybe one day a Hollywood executive will be listening to this podcast.
You know, if not already now, when?
Huh?
What?
My final thought, John Leguizamo really needs to make a sequel to The Pest.
The Pest?
That actually...
Greatest movie of my childhood.
Why does that not sound familiar?
Does that have anything to do with The Tick?
No. You ever seen Surviving the Game with Ice-T? And they're like, they're hunting him. Like Gary Busey is hunting Ice-T in the
woods.
What
are you talking about?
They basically did the same thing with the guy who played Principal Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
He's hunting
John Leguizamo.
It's the most dangerous game.
And it's... Oh, man, it's so stupid, but I love it.
Oh my God. That's awful.
That ought to give you an idea of whether or not you want to trust my opinion on movies.
Did you know that?
Go see Gone Girl.
did you know that the guy, Patrick Warburton, who played The Tick, him and I were born in the same hospital?
At the same time?
Yeah. He's my dad.
Oh, my God.
Chris, do you have any final words for our audience?
Final thoughts. Cup, Switch, Komodo Dragon, Panda Bear. That's about it.
Where's the Panda Bear?
You'll find him, but it'll be too late.
Oh, God.
God. It's Chinese, man.
It's Annabelle all over again.
Anna Hell. Well,
hopefully
we can get the next episode out in less time than a month. But I doubt it.
Maybe Kyle will be on it.
Nah, he's too busy.
He is fired.
You know what he's doing today?
What?
He's apple picking.
Oh, like dingleberries.
Yeah,
Dinkelberg?
Sure.
Dinkelberg.
Well, that's why we can't have nice things.
Is where I put my trophy. If I had one.
Okay. Bye.
So I guess we should just end it right there.
Yeah, we just end on that awkward
silence. We'll end like Gone Girl does.
No. I don't want to know how it ends.
There, we just ended it.
Okay.
Did you guys ever even like announce what the name of the podcast was at the beginning of the show?
No.
You dumb fucks. How do you do this?
Mike, well, where's your podcast? Exactly. Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
And that's how Gone Girl ends.